10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift, I could not believe my eyes when I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend who needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies.
Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the tree. Seven bridges roll. Now I have loved you.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
In the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the day, painted with the scar. And the more I straighten out, the less it wants to try. One week at a time.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You're simpatico.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Gone and close the curtains, 'cause all we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a lot.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I won't show high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I won't show high love and emotion endlessly. So different around me, 'cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy, and her life's a mystery. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. There's something about a head on the mind. It's a feeling that's fine, and I just gotta say, hey,
let's Let's ride. And now it's time for the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
From Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas, it's time once again for Frisco Rough Riders Baseball, as today the Rough Riders meet with the Midland Rockhounds for Game 3 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you into the Permian Basin and into Midland, Texas. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds have tied in the first two games of this series at one game apiece. Last night, it was the Rough Riders who won it by a final score of 3-1. Frisco taking down the Rockhounds and moving to half a game back behind them for first place in the Texas League South. Including tonight, 10 games remain in the first half. So nitty-gritty time here for the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds trying to make their way into the postseason with a first-half division championship. As the Rough Riders look to draw closer, they turn to Josh Steven on the mound, who is 4-2 with a 5.71 ERA this year. Today, he makes his fifth career start against these Midland Rockhounds in his second this season. In his first start, he surrendered two runs over five innings. He's coming off a start, though, against Springfield, in which he allowed five runs on seven hits over five innings of work. His mound opponent today is a tough one, one of the best pitchers in all minor league baseball, the 22-year-old Gage Jump out of Aliso Viejo, California. Jump is 8-2 this year with a 1.64 ERA combined between his time in AA and High A. So far in AA in five starts, he's 4-1 with a 0.92 ERA. Two of those starts have already been against the Rough Riders this year. He's allowed just two runs over 13 innings of work head-to-head against Frisco. So it's Josh Steven against Gage Jump today in this Game 3 between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Earlier, we got to catch up with Marcus Smith, Rough Riders outfielder. He was our Andrews Distributing pregame interview. Let's get you part two of that interview when we come back right here on the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Yesterday, we got a chance to catch up with Rough Riders outfielder Marcus Smith. Let's get you part two of that Andrews Distributing pregame interview right here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Joined by Marcus Smith. Now, growing up for you, I heard an interview you said since you were 8 years old, you dreamed of playing professional baseball. What was your relationship with baseball like growing up?
Kind of started with my grandpa. So he was the one that really like put the ball in my hands, and I really started playing because of him. I mean, my dad played a little bit growing up, but mostly my family's basketball and football. So my grandpa was the one that started me with that. So we shared the dream for a while of, you know, getting drafted, playing professional baseball. And it hasn't changed. I mean, still haven't, you know, made it to what the end goal was. But it's always just been play baseball. And he was a big reason, a catalyst in, like, where I got the love for the game.
Do you remember a favorite memory you had with your grandpa with the game?
I remember we always used to go buy bouncy balls from like the gas station or whatever, and he had like a cement wall in his driveway, and he would always like, it's like a little game where he would throw it as hard as he could, and you know, first one to drop it would lose. I mean, that's just was so many, but I mean, that's one of them. You know, it was always something with baseball, playing catch while we were fishing, and you know, picking the poles up when we see him move. So I mean, there's so many, but I remember the bouncy ball was the most for sure.
That's great. Going into high school at Pembroke Hill, you were pitcher and an outfielder. What was the decision to be just a hitter and not a pitcher?
I could throw kind of hard. Like, but I didn't have anything else. Like, it was just a fastball. So, I mean, and I've always been better at hitting and running and playing defense. And, you know, there's just those intangibles of, like, I've always been proud to be, like, a 5-tool player. So, that was also part of it. Like, I want to be able to do everything, like, run the bases, hit, play defense, like, all of it. So, it was pretty easy, too, so...
Joined by Marcus Smith. You were committed to Michigan. What stood out to you about the Wolverines that made you want to commit there?
Yeah, really, like, I had no intentions of going there. Hopefully they don't see this, but, like, my mom, she's real big on, like, if we promise something, we're going to do it. I was, I can't remember who I was set on. I want to say Arkansas and, it was Arkansas and somebody else, but... She's like, you promised Michigan you're going to go there, so we're going to go take the visit. And when I went on the visit, it was just like, I loved it. Like, I mean, real family close. All the coaches, every single coach on the staff brought their families out, and we had dinner, and it felt like home. And I don't like cold weather either. So when I told my parents I wanted to go to Michigan, they kind of looked at me crazy, but it just felt right. So
that's great. You drafted by the A's. What was that draft day process like for you?
It was cool. Kind of thought I'd go a little earlier, I remember, but what's crazy is we didn't really talk to the A's that much before actually being picked by them. So I remember just chilling, watching the draft on the TV, and then I got a call from my agent saying that they were going to pick me and that someone from the A's was going to call me, and then that went down that way. But, I mean, after that, it was crazy. Every news station you could think of came to the house, and I ended up going to KCTV5 on the Plaza and doing a segment with them on live television. So it was a lot. It didn't really hit me. I remember vividly. It didn't hit me until I was laying in bed that night, and I was just like, the whole life trajectory and everything just changed today. So it was pretty cool.
And then from there, you get traded into the Rangers and the Mike Minor deal.
Yeah.
When that news came across, where were you and what were your emotions like?
I was doing dishes, actually. I was at the crib, and I was doing dishes during the COVID thing, and no, we couldn't really do nothing. And I got a call because they weren't going to let me know for like another week, but I guess it got leaked on Twitter or something like that. So they wanted to tell me before I saw it because they thought I had Twitter. But yeah, I didn't know what it meant really when they told me I got traded. I remember I just told my mom, she was folding the laundry, and we both looked at each other crazy, like, I don't know what that means. But yeah, no, I was doing the dishes. They called me and told my mom, and then I was just waiting on the phone call to confirm it.
What were the Rangers like with your first impressions?
Oh, I loved it. I could tell it was real professional. I could tell it was real, like, more so with the A's, you know, we had a schedule, but I mean, whether you followed it or not, it wasn't as tight. So coming to the Rangers, it was real set. You know, we had this schedule, you're going to follow this schedule and just be there, show up, do what you need to do, and nobody will mess with you. And I like that a lot. You know, go show up, take care of what you need to take care of, and you'll be good. You know, that's what I got from them, and I like that, and I've loved it since.
Being here in AA now, as we're joined by Marcus Smith, what are your goals for this year that you want to accomplish?
A big thing for me is just like, said this in spring training, was I just want to prove myself right. You know, I did it in Round Rock this year when I went up there and was playing a lot. Kind of started off slower than what I wanted to start right now, but I know that, I mean, we haven't even finished the first half of the season, so I know we have plenty of time to get back to where I want to be. But my whole goal is just to prove myself right. You know, going through those injuries, I played on a torn labrum for almost a year, and it's just been a lot of struggles ever since my first year. So I just want to prove myself right and do what I know that I can do, and I'll be good with all that, whatever comes after that.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. He's Marcus Smith.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Kasike pregame show continues here in Midland. Rough Riders and Rockhounds getting set for first pitch of Game 3. Let's get you the InTouch Credit Union starting lineups. First for the Frisco Rough Riders, as announced by Carlos Cardoza, their manager. 33-25, half a game back of the Midland Rockhounds. Sebastian Walcott leads it off for the seventh time this season at shortstop. Luis Mieses is hitting in the two-hole in right field, and Abimelech Ortiz at first base. He hits third. Cam Colley is the cleanup hitter today in center field. Then it's Aaron Zavala at DH. And Josh Hatcher is in left field today, hitting in the sixth spot. Bottom third of the order, Caber Rodriguez at third, Franmer Chavez at second, and Ian Mahler, the catcher today, batting ninth. Again, for the Rough Riders, it's Walcott, Mieses, Ortiz, Colley, Zavala, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Chavez, and Mahler, the starting nine for Frisco. Josh Steven takes the ball for the Rough Riders. Here's the lineup that he faces for the Midland Rockhounds, as announced by Gregorio Petit, the manager for Midland. Colby Halter leads it off at second base. Then Eurybio Angeles is at shortstop batting second. And Henry Bolte is in center field batting third. Middle third of the order, Luke Mann at first, Carter Aldretti at DH, and Cole Kahn is the catcher. Bottom third, Clark Elliott in left field, Caden Trenkel in right, and Saheed Valenzuela at third base, the starting nine for Midland. Once again, it's Halter, Angeles, Bolte, Mann, Aldretti, Kahn, Elliott, Trenkel, and Valenzuela. Gage Jump gets the start today for the Midland Rockhounds. The Rough Riders have their hands full with one of the best pitchers in not only the Texas League, not only in AA, but in all of minor league baseball. He's the number two prospect in the A's organization and someone who has pitched very well against these Frisco Rough Riders. In two starts against the Rough Riders, 13 innings, he's allowed just two runs. That's a 1.38 ERA. In those 13 innings, he struck out a whopping 16 batters. So he has been very good on the mound as of late. Really, what he does well, just about as well as anybody, is he throws a lot of strikes. He has a good fastball, but he works four quality pitches and throws them all for strikes and can really command them. Talking to hitting coach Ryan Tuntland before the ball game, he talked about how his ability to command four pitches, especially use that fastball, makes him so tough to figure out because he pitches to not only his strengths but the hitter's weaknesses so well, and it allows him to really confuse them as to what he's going to do next and keep him off balance. So he'll get a lot of swings and misses on pitches that some other guys might not because he sets up those pitches very well, and he hides the ball extremely well behind his body as well. So a very formidable arm on the hill against the Rough Riders today. Steven is looking for a start very similar to the one he had two starts ago, in which he did not allow a run over six innings of work. He struck out four and did not walk a batter at Amarillo, a very hitter-friendly ballpark. And so Steven hoping for another start very similar to that one if he's able to clamp down this Rockhounds offense here in Game 3. It's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds getting you set for first pitch of Game 3 of this series, and the Rockhounds take the field out in front of us. We'll break for National Anthem. When we come back, it's first pitch in the play-by-play of today's game right here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. This has been the Cacique Pregame Show. The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions with all-inclusive food and drinks from the Members Express, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972 972- 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field. Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right. We are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
Hits goal!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a beautiful night for baseball, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds renew their rivalry here in Midland, Texas. Hi, everybody. It's time for Game 3 between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. It's Sebastian Walcott stepping in from the right side against Gage Jump, and we are set for baseball. Couldn't ask for a much better night. It's 90 degrees and sunny. 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right center, and we are set to go. Jump looks over his glove. He winds back in the first pitch of the ball game. It's inside. 1-0, and we are officially underway. 3 minutes tardy. 7:03 with today's first pitch. Walcott, right-handed batter. Jump, the left-hander, comes home. Swinging a ground ball, topped out to second base. Halter's got it on a couple of hops. Turns and throws out Walcott. One away. Luis Mieses takes his turn now. Rough Riders in their slate uniform tops, gray pants, red double R ball cap. It's the home whites, tops and bottoms with a navy ball cap for the Rockhounds. Mieses 2-for-4 with a homer against Jump this year. 0-for-7 in the series. First pitch. He swings, breaks his bat, grounds it softly to third. Valenzuela up with it. A running throw onto first in time. And just like that, very quickly, three pitches in, there are two outs. Abimelech Ortiz stands in now for the Rough Riders. Jump with AA Midland. Sixth start of the season. He's 4-1 with a 1.92 ERA. And 29 and a third innings, 35 strikeouts. He comes home and fits a breaking ball over the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. Opponents just hitting 194 against the left-hander who hails out of LSU by way of UCLA. 0-1. Breaking ball. Ground ball up the first baseline. Just foul. And it's 0-2. He throws a ton of strikes. He'll come at you with all four of his pitches. Fastball, curveball, slider, and change. He has been devastating this year, no matter where he is pitched. Jump, a collective bargaining, or excuse me, competitive balance round B selection last year by the A's. 0-2. Flicked foul back behind home. It's still 0-2 on Ortiz. He's just 6'2", not the tallest guy in the world, but throws hard. His fastball will be in the mid to upper 90s. Last one at 96. 0-2 offering to Ortiz. Fastball up and outside. 1-2. He's the number two prospect in the Athletics organization, and he has pitched up to that moniker this year. He peels and offers in the 1-2. Breaking ball, high fly ball, shallow left field. Elliott in a couple steps, still prancing in. He's there. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Gage Jump. Riders sat down quickly into the bottom of the first inning. Josh Steven on the hill when we come back. No score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Lito missed the boat that day. He left the
Up Riders, nothing. Midland coming to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Game three of this six-game series in Midland. Colby Halter leads it off against Josh Steven. Rough Riders won last night by a score of 3-1. We're going to keep a winning streak alive with a victory today. Josh Steven fires in, swinging a ground ball on two hops out to first base. Ortiz uses his momentum, charging out on the ball to swerve towards first base and steps on it with his left foot. One away. Arabio Angeles hits now. Angeles 5-for-8 in the series with a walk and a run scored. Hottest hitters on this team, batting .388 in his last 21 games. Steven winds and fires and fits a slider over for a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders nothing, Rockhounds nothing in the first inning. Steven peels in the offering. A chopper out to third. Rodriguez has got it on a high hop, hit pie. He turns and throws onto first and gets Angeles. So both pitchers used just three pitches to get the first two outs in the first inning. Henry Boltsy takes his turn. Boltsy 2-for-9 in this set, both of his hits coming yesterday. Steven, the 23-year-old, 6'3", 185 pounds. He rocks home. Swinging a broken bat roller past the mound. Walcott charges, picks, fires in time. A four-pitch inning for Josh Steven. We go to the top of the second. You never guessed it. No score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool-hauling, kid-carrying, hard-working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out.
If you're just tuning in, you missed the first inning. 12 combined pitches in the top and the bottom half of the first. 8 for Gabe's jump. Josh Stephen threw 4. And here we are in the top of the second with no score. Cam Colley leads it off. Jump lets it go. Fouled away back behind home. It's 0-1. Another first pitch swinging for a Rough Rider. Colley went 0-4 against Jump with a couple strikeouts and a walk in their two prior meetings. Jump into his windup. He delivers. A looping fly ball into shallow center field. Bolte comes in a couple hard steps, now slows up, plants his feet, and makes the catch right above his Navy ball cap. One out in the second inning for Aaron Zavala. Jump's starts bookended the six-game series in Frisco. Both of those games were Rockhound wins. First pitch home to Zavala. He takes it just below the zone, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Jump went 6 innings in his first start of shutout baseball, then 7 innings of 2-run ball, struck out 8 in both of those starts. 1-0. Hard ground ball out to second base. Halter one shuffle to his right. He fields in front of him, throws the ball out at first, and there are two away. 5 up, 5 down for Jump. And Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. Jump is coming off maybe his worst start of his season. 4 1/3 innings. It's his third fewest innings pitched. The offering. Hatcher swings and misses on a first pitch curve. It's 0-1. He allowed 5 hits and walked 3, which tied a season high. But surrendered just 1 earned run still. 0-1. Up and in. Missing on a slider. 1-1 and 1-1. That's the kind of stuff that Gage Jump has. He can have kind of a faulty start in terms of his standards, but still pretty good. 1-1. Hatcher whiffs on a fastball up and in. It's 1-2. 96 miles an hour on the gun. It's an extremely high carry fastball, meaning it plays well up in the zone. And he hides the ball really well also. 1-2. Hatcher swings and misses on the curveball below the zone for strike 3. 6 up, 6 down for Gabe's jump. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's the Rough Riders nothing, the Rock Hounds nothing on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So, don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
I'm ready for you. This is Trey Schubach, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom of the second inning, Josh Steven back out on the hill after throwing four pitches in the bottom of the first. He faces Luke Mann, the left-handed batting first baseman today. First pitch. Steven misses down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Steven has seen plenty of Midland in his career. He's making his fifth career start against the Rockhounds. If you go all the way back 2 years ago on July 4th, 2023, he actually made his AA debut against Midland. The pitch sizzles across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. In his career, 1-2, a 4.87 ERA head-to-head. He rocks in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup fading away from Mann. It's 1-2. In his start earlier this year, he surrendered two runs over five innings, striking out six. The two runs he allowed, a pair of solo home runs. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him downstairs with the slider. First strikeout for Steven. In fact, he threw as many pitches to Mann as he did in all the first inning. Rough Riders nothing, Midland nothing. Carter Aldretti, the batter, right-handed hitter, the pitch. Fastball across the outside corner, belt high, a strike. It's 0-1. Derek Pacheco is our home plate umpire today. Mickey Smith at first, Nelson Fraley at third. Steven comes home. And a fastball targets the outside edge of the knees. It's 0-2. Aldretti 1-for-7 in the series with a 2-RBI double. Steven comes home. Swinging a soft ground ball out to third. Rodriguez picks on two hops. Jogging in, he tosses softly to first sidearm. And it's in time to get Aldretti. Two down. Both pitchers have exchanged five up, five down, with Jump going six up, six down on his end. Steven has filled up the zone so far. He rocks home and misses high and outside to Cole Kahn. One ball and no strikes. 12 pitches, 10 strikes for the right-hander. Kahn 0-for-2 in this series. 1-0. Fouled back, and it's 1-1. Kahn pinch hit yesterday in the ninth inning when Midland put runners at first and third with two outs. Kahn had struck out earlier in the inning. Henry Bolte took a called strike three from Gavin Collier. 1-1. Ground ball in the hole at short. Walcott backhands, jump throw to first. Not in time. Bang, bang play. Sebastian Walcott made a beautiful jump throw in Amarillo. That one was very similar, but Kahn just able to beat it out. Trying to do his best Derek Jeter impersonation. Oh, man, that would have been spectacular. That one was even harder because the one in Amarillo was just a couple steps to his right, and then he made the play. This one, he had to come in and backhand it, gathered himself while he jumped up and threw. First pitch to Clark Elliott. Fastball, spears the outer edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. So Sebastian Walcott trying to show it off. First base runner for either side today, an infield single. 0-1 to Elliott. From the right-hander, Steven. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. That scoots into right center for a hit. Kahn turns. He heads to third. Colley slings it into the infield. No throw to third. Back-to-back two-out singles. That one a ground ball with eyes up the middle. Chavez, the second baseman, was shading him to pull.
And that was hit in between him and the second base bag into center field. Probably a ball he could have made a play on if he was playing more up the middle. Caden Trinkle bats now. Back-to-back singles. Oh for 4 in the series. He got the day off yesterday. Steven delivers. And puts it at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1 with a slider. Rough Riders infield plays to pole for the left-handed batting Trinkle. Gray batting gloves against his one-tone tan bat. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Slider again underneath his hands. It's 0-2. Steven trying to pitch out of a little bit of trouble. He looks in. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. And the right-hander delivers in the 0-2 pitch to Trinkle. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Another slider down and into his back foot. 2 strikeouts for Steven, and he gets out of trouble in the second. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on to the third. Still no score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Soy Aymele Cortiz y estás escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kepa Rodriguez begins the top of the third inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco and Midland no score. Gage Jump comes home. Curveball outside. 1 ball and no strikes. That was just his 17th pitch of the ball game as he goes here in the third. 1-0 pitch. Backs up Rodriguez. Belt high. Fastball inside. 2-0. 1 strikeout through 2 perfect innings for the left-hander. Appears over the top of a black glove into a slow wind with the right foot back. He kicks it up and pitches home. It's fouled away to the right side. 2 balls and 1 strike on Rodriguez. Jump out of J. Sarah Catholic High School in California. A very prestigious baseball high school. Here's over the top of that glove again, and the 2-1. Rodriguez pops it up right side of the infield. Foul ground. Kahn, the catcher, right there. He makes the catch. Seven up, seven down for Jump, and Frainer Chavez stands in. Same high school that Royce Lewis and Austin Hedges went to, a couple big leaguers. Former Rough Rider Davis Wenzel, who also made the big leagues, went to J. Sarah Catholic. Jump was the number 1 left-handed pitcher in the state of California, number 5 in the nation. The pitch is a foul ball back into Kahn's glove, and it's 0-1. Committed to the prestigious UCLA, of course, and then pitched just 7 games there before undergoing Tommy John surgery. He He was sitting in Tommy John rehab and ended up watching the College World Series where he saw LSU. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Down and in. It's one ball and one strike. His brother had played baseball at Kentucky, and so he knew all about the SEC and wanted to pitch in the SEC, so he committed to LSU in the transfer portal. 1-1. Up and in, and it's two balls and one strike. And then last year, he was LSU's dominant ace. Drafted 73rd overall in the CBB round by the Athletics, and here he is in Double-A in his first pro season. 2-1. Fouled straight back. Two balls and two strikes. Just about as dominant of a start to a season as you could see for the left-hander. Two balls and two strikes on Chavez. He rocks back and offers. Curveball bounced right back up the middle. Jump has got it. Sets his feet, throws low onto first, but man there to make the grab. Two outs. Rough Riders nothing, Midland nothing, top of the third. Ian Mahler stands in. Right-handed batting catcher. The lefty pitches. Fastball. Pinches the outside corner a strike. It's 0-1. I'd like to remind you, InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. The pitch just shuttles low, and it's one ball and one strike. Mahler had a great day two games ago. 2-for-3 with a couple of doubles. His first multi-double game of his minor league career. 1-1. Swinging a chopper back up the middle. Halter, the second baseman, near the bag. Backhands and throws out Mahler. It's another 1-2-3 inning. 9-up, 9-down for Gage Jump. We're into the bottom of the third. It's the Rough Riders nothing and the Rockhounds nothing on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
If you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
And Josh Steven is on the hill as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Frisco nothing, Midland nothing. Saheed Valenzuela in the nine spot leading it off. Left-handed batter, first pitch. Clips the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Couple of hits for Midland in the second inning, but Steven able to pitch around it by striking out Caden Trinkle on three pitches. He rocks home. Fouled in and out of Mahler's glove. It's 0-2. So far, a very efficient start for Steven. Now 22 pitches as he throws in the third. He's into his windup. He delivers home. Outside, missing with a changeup. And it's one ball and two strikes. Steven has had very interesting home and road splits this season. Here's the wind and the offering. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the slider below the zone. Valenzuela down on strikes. It's the third punch out for Josh Steven. Back up at the top of the order now. Colby Halter. Halter grounded out to first, his first trip up. Steven into his wind, he delivers. Outside with a change, 1-0. If you look at the ERA, it's pretty similar for Steven home and road. But there's one glaring difference. The 1-0, shot back up the middle on a line, it's a base hit. Bouncing into center field for Colby Halter. His first hit of the series. Third single for Midland. Eribio Angeles, the shortstop, stands in now. Angeles retired for just the fourth time when he grounded out to third in the first inning. He's now 5-for-9 in the series. The first pitch, he takes a strike over the plate. First pitch slider. Steven has allowed an abnormal amount of home runs at home this year. 0-1 offering. After a long hold, he brings it in. A chopper out to shortstop. Walcott's got it. Flips underhand for one. Chavez to first. Double play. Steven gets out of it with a 6-4-3 twin killing. We go to the top of the fourth inning. It's the Rough Riders nothing and the Rockhounds nothing on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's famous po' boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic po' boys. Each Antone's po' boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your po' boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street for Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the order due up for the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth inning. Still scoreless between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Gage Jump delivers home and fits it on the outside corner for strike one. The Rough Riders have had 9 men come to the plate. Gage Jump has retired them all. Walcott grounded out to second his first trip up. 0-1 offering. And Walcott takes a big swing and fouls it back behind home. It's 0-2. Jump has been in the zone with very good efficiency today. 30 pitches, 21 for strikes. He rocks the 0-2. Walcott swings and hammers it into center field, but it hangs up in the air for Bolte. Back a couple steps. He paws it one-handed out of the sky. One away. Luis Miesis saunters to the plate. Jump has retired the first 10 he has seen. Miesis, left-handed batter. Lefty-lefty matchup. First offering. On the outside corner. Slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Jump can locate that pitch so well. Lefties are hitting 280 against him, though, with the only homer he's surrendered here in AA. 0-1. Foul back, and it's 0-2. Who hit it? This man, Luis Meneses. A 708 on base plus slugging for lefties against him. Righties 411. Massive difference. 0-2. Down in the dirt. Kahn blocks. One ball and two strikes. In talking to people around the Rockhounds organization, Jump is such a cerebral pitcher, and he's been so good already, but in his bullpens, he's so furiously working to try and improve and find what he can get better at. He delivers in the 1-2. Meneses hits it on the ground, foul up the third baseline. Frustrated with himself, he slaps himself on the left thigh. Ball and two strikes still. Working hard on the curveball in his last bullpen, trying to make sure he was landing it correctly. Hard to believe there's much improvement left here based on how he's pitched. He shuttles in the 1-2. Fastball just off the plate away. He thought it was strike three, didn't get the call. Man, that was right down the middle. Looking at it on TrackMan, it's just a missed call by Pacheco. So now Jump comes home and misses low and outside. Three balls, two strikes. Rough Riders looking for their first base runner of the ball game. First full count for Jump today. He's into his wind and delivers home. Fastball lined on a soft line drive out to second. Colby Halter lunging over makes the catch out of the air. Two outs, 11 straight sat down by Jump, and Abimelech Ortiz stands in. First pitch. Fouled away down the left field line. 0-1. Ortiz flied out to left his first trip. 0-1 pitch. Check swing and a high fastball. He did not go. It's 1-1. Jump has been good really in any count, but when he's ahead in the count, forget about it. Here's the wind of the 1-1. Popped up off the end of the bat, left side in the infield. Valenzuela at third, his toes right on the dirt. He makes the catch, inning over. 12 up, 12 down for Gabe's Jump through four innings of work. Bottom of the fourth inning, Rough Riders nothing, Rockhounds nothing on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge, plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar Service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
First pitch to Henry Bolte, and the fourth is a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Bolte, Mann, and Aldretti, 3-4-5, due up for the Rockhounds against Josh Steven. He's got his sign. He winds and delivers. Bolte chases a slider below the zone. It's 0-2. Both pitchers on their game tonight. Steven has now thrown 29 pitches, 25 of them for strikes. Just four balls thrown. He hasn't gone to a two-ball count in the game, and we're in the fourth. He rocks in the 0-2 pitch. Foul away to the right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. He has surrendered three singles. Jump on the other side has not allowed a base runner. Steven peels and offers in the 0-2 again. Soft roller off the plate, left side. Steven gloves it, throws off balance to first. Low, skips up the line. Chavez backs it up, but no chance to get Bolte. Single and an error is the call. So base hit, you won. Bolte at second base to lead off the fourth. From the left side. Time now for our Avondale Dealerships Road to the Show spotlight. The Rangers in action earlier today in Minnesota. Here's the stretch of the offering in. Man swings and misses, and a ball that gets away from Mahler all the way to the backstop. And Bolte moves up on the wild pitch. Boy, that slider was nasty. And it ended up kicking off either Mahler's foot or Pacheco, the home plate umpire's foot. Either way, runner at third, nobody out in the fourth inning, and the infield comes in for Frisco. 0-1 on man. Steven from the stretch, he delivers. Change up for a strike. Outside corner, 0-2. Well, Evan Carter has been swinging a very hot bat for the Rangers as of late. He went 2-for-4 today with a home run and an RBI single. Stretching the 0-2 to man. Line drive back up the middle into center field. It's a base hit. Bolte scores. 1-0 Midland. On an 0-2 pitch, he hung a slider. And Mann lined it back up the middle into center for an RBI single. Carter Aldretti bats now. First pitch to Aldretti. Mann takes off, pitches high. Mahler's throw is into center field, but not far enough for Mann to advance. Kim Cauley backing up the play. It's a stolen base for Mann, his sixth of the year. Aldretti grounded out to third his first trip. Well, Evan Carter, over his last four games now, is 10-for-16 with three homers, two doubles, and seven RBIs. He's also walked three times. What a great stretch for Carter. 1-0 offering on the way. Popped up on the infield behind home. Mahler, the catcher, off with the mask to the warning track, and he makes the two-handed squeeze. A foul out to the catcher for Aldretti, and Cole Kahn strides to the plate. So now Evan Carter, with that incredible stretch, is hitting .293 this season with a .903 OPS in the major leagues with four homers and 10 RBIs in 19 games. First pitch, a chopper to the right side of the infield. Ortiz has got it, feeds underhand to Steven, covering the bag, and beats Kahn. Two outs, man down to third on the play. Riders trailing 1-0. Clark Elliott, the left-handed batter, who singled in the second. Runner at third, two down. Well, what a can that the Rangers open on Minnesota today, 16-3. Both teams had position players throwing in the ninth inning. Ezekiel Duran threw a 1-2-3, seven-pitch ninth inning on the mound. And on the other side for the Twins, Jonah Bride allowed three runs. First pitch, fastball is high, 1-0. Bride, a former Midland Rockhound, comes full circle. One nothing offering. Lofted into shallow left field. Hatcher started back, now comes in. He makes the running catch chest high. Inning over. But Midland gets on the board. An RBI single by Luke Mann. One run on two hits, an error, and a runner left on. We go to the fifth. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
To upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at mckinneypolice.org/apply.
This is Cody Bradford, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Middle third of the order due up in the fifth inning for the Rough Riders against Gage Jump. 12 up, 12 down for the number two A's prospect against the Rough Riders. First pitch to Cam Colley on the way. Low and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Colley, Zavala, and Hatcher, the new batters. Colley flied out to center field in the second inning. 1-0 pitch. Fouled away to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders just have not been able to get anything going against Jump today. Not a lot of hard contact either. Really just one hard piece of contact from Sebastian Walcott flying out. 1-1. Strike at the knees. On the inside corner, it's 1-2. Colley calls for time. Only one long at-bat for Jump as well. The Aces saw seven pitches. The wind back and the 1-2. Colley takes up and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Jump has not allowed a run at home yet this year. This is his third start. 2-2. Breaking ball in on the hands. It's three balls and two strikes. Jump still in great shape with the pitch count. 45 pitches as he throws here in the fifth. He rocks into his slow, methodical windup and delivers in the payoff. Colley lines it foul off the fist into the netting just above the tarp on the right side, squibbing into right field. Caden Trinkle jogs down and obliges, adding a souvenir for a young fan's day. A run on five hits for Midland, no runs on no hits for the Rough Riders. Colley, feet close together, back of the right-handed batter's box. The payoff pitch from Jump. Breaking ball, fouled away back behind home. That was a hanging curveball that Colley probably wants to have back. Just under it and fouled it back. See if he gets another pitch to hit here. Jump over the top of a black glove into his windup in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Burned the fastball right by him at 95. Late swing by Colley. Just the second strikeout for Jump. One out of the fifth inning for Zavala. Zavala, left-handed batter. One for five against Jump before today's game. First pitch. He swings and lofts it down the left field line and shallow. Elliott chasing over. Dives. It's out of his reach. Fair ball down the line. Zavala up to second. He's turning on his way to third. And he coasts in there with a stand-up triple. There's the first Rough Riders hit. With Frisco trailing 1-0 in the fifth inning, they finally get their first base runner and first hit against Jump. A triple down the left field line for Aaron Zavala. A ball that Elliott tried desperately to make the catch, but it was about a foot out of his reach as he dove towards the line. Now the infield comes in for Josh Hatcher with one out. All it takes is a fly ball. First pitch. He swings, grounds it right back up the middle. That's into center field for a base hit. Zavala down from third, and the game is tied. RBI single for Josh Hatcher. Big base hit. First pitch swinging. And after no hits through the first 13 batters against Jump, it's back-to-back hits for the Rough Riders and a tie ball game. First pitch swinging, ground ball almost between the wickets for Jump. And Hatcher's aboard at first. Now Caber Rodriguez. Hatcher draws a throw. He's back in, prancing in on his feet. Rodriguez fouled out to the catcher, Kahn, his first time up. 1-1 ball game, top of the fifth inning. Jump comes home, fouled back. 0-1. In talking with Ryan Tuntland, Rough Riders hitting coach before the game, he was saying that Jump is so good when he's ahead in the count. We want to try to get him early in the count. Jump on that fastball early. The pitch is down in the dirt. Hatcher bluffed going for second, and it's one ball and one strike. Jump, when he's ahead in the count this year, has allowed just three hits. Opponents are hitting 086 against him. Rough Riders have swung early and often today, and it's led to a low pitch count so far for Jump, but they get to him here in the fifth. 1-1, Hatcher runs. There's a fly ball lifted to right field straight away. Trinkle coming in, makes the catch, throws back to first, close play, and in time. Boy, it looked like Mann was off the bag, and Hatcher couldn't believe it. He thought he was. He's arguing with first base umpire Mickey Smith, and he's pushed away by Tyler Wolf, the first base coach, and Carlos Cardoza comes over and argues. It's a double play to end the top of the fifth inning. We're tied, though, at one into the bottom of the fifth on the AGB Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Soy Luis Mieses, y está escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders.
Well, while we were at break, there was an argument going on, and the umpires came together and they are overturning the call. So Hatcher is safe at first on what was initially called a double play, a fly ball to Caden Trinkle and Wright. He then threw into first base to try and get Hatcher for a double play. And, man, looked like he was off the bag. He was called out in a double play. The umpires have overturned the call. And after both teams were in their respective dugouts and Josh Steven had come out to pitch for the Rough Riders, both teams now switch. Rough Riders are back in their dugout. Midland comes back out onto the field. Hatcher's at first base. Keber Rodriguez flies out to right for the second out of this fifth inning. And now Franer Chavez is the hitter. Tied at one, top of the fifth. Jump ready from the stretch, and he delivers home to Chavez. He swings and misses at a first pitch breaking ball in the dirt. It's 0-1. So a very odd play in this top of the fifth. Chavez bounced back to the pitcher jump in the third. Stretch by the left-handed pitcher, and he delivers. Fastball simmers high of the zone. We're even at 1-1. So the Riders get a second life in this fifth inning. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. Outside. Two balls and one strike. Now the fans not too happy with home plate umpire Derek Pacheco. Good crowd on hand. Midland's drawn pretty well in this beginning of the series. 2-1 is ripped foul over the netting. Down the right side, up onto the concourse level. 2-2. Breaks up a collection of three police officers. Hanging out, not paying attention up on the concourse. Hatcher takes his lead from first. 2-2. Inside corner, strike three called. So now the inning is over. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders 1, Rockhounds 1 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday, as well as Sundays from May 25th through August 3rd. After the game, the Riders will set up an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy from the Rough Riders playing field surface. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning already. We're tied at one. Rough Riders and Rockhounds in what has been a furiously paced game. Caden Trinkle, Sahid Valenzuela, and Colby Halter, the three due up, 8-9-1 against Josh Steven. Steven allowed a couple base hits, including an RBI single in the fourth. First pitch. Trinkle shows bunt, pulls back, watches it on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Former Oklahoma State Cowboy, left-handed batter. 0-1 offering. Swing and a miss, slider in the dirt. It's 0-2. Let's take a look at our This Day in Baseball History presented by Fenton Athletics. It was on this date that the Hall of Fame was officially dedicated in Cooperstown. In 1939, listen to these names that attended this ceremony to accept their Hall of Fame plaques. It's a who's who of early 1900s and late 1800s Hall of Famers. There's the wind back in the 0-2. Just up and outside, 1-2. Grover Cleveland Alexander, Ty Cobb, Eddie Collins, Walter Johnson, Nap Lajoie, Connie Mack, Babe Ruth, George Sisler, Tris Speaker, Honus Wagner, and Cy Young. The pitch is outside, and it's 2-2. I mean, you couldn't imagine a better collection of talent from a baseball perspective than that first Hall of Fame induction ceremony. 2-2 on the way. Outside, 3-2. Maybe the greatest collection of baseball talent outside of the All-Century team in 1999 at the All-Star game in Boston. 3-2 pitch. Fouled back. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes. That All-Century team at the 99 All-Star game was incredible. The pick. Below the zone. Ball four. Leadoff walk to Caden Trinkle in the fifth inning. First walk induced by either side. The All-Century team featured a bunch of players who were able to make the trip to Fenway Park. Maybe the most famous, Ted Williams. The pitch, outside, 1-0. The youngest member of that team was Ken Griffey Jr. He was voted onto the team, having just played in 11 seasons at that point. There were a few couple active players who were voted onto the team as well. The pitch. Ground ball, chopped foul up the first baseline. It's 1-1. Roger Clemens, Mark McGuire, Cal Ripken Jr., and the aforementioned Griffey were the ones who were still active in 1999, voted onto the team. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1. Before that, a throw over to first. Every living player on the list attended that 99 All-Star game. Pretty cool. And just one of the best moments in baseball history. 1-1. Chopped back past the hill. Walcott comes up, picks, fires onto first in time. Good play by Walcott. No chance to try and turn two on that ball. It was slowly chopped up the middle. One down, runner at second for Colby Halter.
Colby
Alter, left-handed batter, third time through the order for Midland, tied at one in the bottom of the fifth. Steven delivers. A fly ball lifted into right center field. Long run back for Collie, still going at the warning track. Makes a basket catch and then dropped it. It went in and out of his glove. Trankel comes around to score. Halter into third with a triple. Oh, man. Collie made the basket catch, and then it popped out of his glove at the last second and bounced up against the wall. And it ends up being an RBI go-ahead triple. What would have been a fantastic catch. Just couldn't hang on. Hey, Arribio Angeles bats now. Two-one, Riders trail. First pitch, fastball for a strike. Angeles taking all the way. 0-1. Infield comes in for the Rough Riders. Steven delivers. Chopper foul at the plate. 0-2. Angeles is grounded into a double play and grounded out. One out still in the inning. Boy, Colley was back on a dead run. Did a great job just to get to that ball. 0-2 pitch from Steven. Here it comes. Ground ball through the drawn-in infield on the left side into left. Halter scores. It's 3-1. Arribio Angeles with the RBI single. 3-1 Midland. In this bottom of the fifth. Henry Bolte stands in now. Bolte 1-for-2 with a single. Steven delivers. Fastball. Sears the top of the zone a strike. It's 0-1. His infield single was back to the pitcher, Steven. He reached on the single, and then the throwing error from Steven that ensued allowed him to go to second. 0-1 is outside. One ball and one strike. Three runs on seven hits now for Midland against Steven. A lot of this damage coming in the last two innings. In the run column, all of the damage in the last two innings. The pitch. Chopper up the middle. Walcott's got it at short. Feeds underhand to Chavez for one. Throw to first, not in time. Bolte with his electric speed beats it out. Fielder's choice, 6-4. Two down for Mann. Mann, RBI single in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2. Infield to pull. Initial pitch home. Runner takes off, pitches inside. Double pump throw to second, not in time. Mahler couldn't get it out of his glove cleanly. And Bolte swipes his 24th base, good for second in the Texas League. 1-0. Steven has had a tough time against right-handed batters this season. They're hitting .318 against him, and right-handers have done some pretty good damage against him today. Stretch in the offering. Swinging a ground ball, top to second. Chavez collects to his left, turns and throws out Luke Mann, and the inning is over, but two more runs come in to score on two hits. No errors and one runner left on. Top of the sixth inning next. Riders trail 3-1 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ian Mahler begins the bottom of the, or rather the top of the sixth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for the Midland Rockhounds. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Gage jump done after his five innings despite throwing just 59 pitches. Yorlín Calderón is on the hill. The pitch is a fly ball hit well out to left field, but Elliott going back, he's under it to make the catch. And Mahler is the first out of this sixth inning. Calderón taking over for Jump, 23-year-old, 6'3", 155 pounds out of the Dominican Republic. First pitch, Walcott takes a strike. It's 0-1. Jump finishes his day going five innings, surrendering just one run on two hits. He struck out three and didn't walk a batter. The pitch. Walcott hammers it into right center field. Bolte cutting over into the alley, angling under it, and he makes the grab. Two down in the sixth inning. Luis Meneses climbs to the plate. He's 0-2 today. Calderón was with Arkansas earlier this year. Released by the Mariners 10 days ago. The pitch is outside, 1-0, and then signed with the A's 4 days later. Making his second appearance with Midland. His first went two scoreless innings. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball below the zone. It's 1-1. Calderón had a 6.39 ERA with Arkansas over 15 appearances. Was really good in the last couple of seasons pitching in the Yankees organization. Stretch in the 1-1. Breaking ball, lofted into shallow left field. That parachutes down for a hit. Luis Meneses goes the opposite way for a two-out single. That brings Abimelech Ortiz up. He had a 3.10 ERA in 2023, a 2.15 ERA in 2024. Signed with the Mariners as a free agent and then was released. First pitch to Abby. Strike at the top of the zone, 0-1. Riders, I'm sure, very happy to see Gage Jump go, even though they finally got to him in the fifth inning for a run. They trail 3-1 in this top of the sixth. 0-1. Ortiz lines it into right field. That's down for a hit. Meaces turns around second. He pedals for third. No throw. Rough Riders on the corners. Meaces and Ortiz back-to-back two-out singles. And now Cam Cauley makes his way to the dish. And Javi Guerra goes out to have a chat. The pitching coach for the Rockhounds. While he does that, we'd like to remind you Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. Cauley is 0 for 2 today with a flyout and a strikeout. Riders trailing 3-1 in this top of the sixth inning. Getting to that bullpen. This Midland bullpen has been fantastic, though. It's not like you're getting much of a break by going into the pen. It's the number one bullpen by reliever ERA in the Texas League, a 2.73 mark as a staff. In the last 15 games in which they're 10-5, relievers have a 1.01 ERA for the Rockhounds. Runners on the corners. Cauley represents the go-ahead run. The pitch. He swings and lines it down the left field line. A fair ball into the corner. Meaces in to score. And Ortiz on his horse. He gets the windmill around third. The relay home. Not in time. Tie ball game. Two-run double. Cam Cauley. 3-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Ortiz jumped on his horse and rode that horse all the way around from first. Three consecutive two-out hits for the Rough Riders, and Cam Cauley delivers. What a big hit. Here's Aaron Zavala. He tripled back in the fifth and scored. Cauley leads from second. The pitch. Over the heart of the plate, a strike. It's 0-1. Cam Cauley coming through with his 11th double of the season. He's been a doubles machine as of late. 0-1. A fly ball fisted into left field. Clark Elliott coming in a couple steps, and he's there to make the inning-ending grab. A two-run double, though, for Cam Cauley. Ties the game. We go into the bottom of the sixth inning. Tied at 3 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Steven delivers home the first pitch of the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a ground ball by Carter Aldretti to third. Rodriguez vacuums it in and throws him out. One away. Josh Steven back out for the sixth inning. Tied at three. Rough Riders and Rock Outs. Steven has thrown just 59 pitches to a quick inning, and he might be able to come back out for the seventh. First pitch to Kahn. That sizzles outside. One ball and no strikes. Steven, by completing this sixth inning, if he does, he will throw a quality start. It would be his third this year. 1-0. Fits on the outside corner. A called strike, and it's 1-1. Kahn 1-for-2 today with an infield single and a ground out to first. Left-handed batter. The right-hander pitches. That's outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Time now for our trivia question brought to you by Collin College. Tying it into this day in baseball history, and we go back to 1997 for today's trivia question. 2-1. Chopper, right side of the infield, and pass to diving Chavez out into right field. Cole Kahn with his second single today. Clark Elliott, the hitter now. 1-for-2 day for him. All right, so 1997. The first ever interleague game was played between the San Francisco Giants and the Texas Rangers. Rangers hosted it at the ballpark in Arlington. First offering in. Fastball, top shelf, a strike, 0-1. So our Collin College trivia question today is, can you name the team in the National League that the Rangers have the most wins against and the team that they have the fewest wins against? The next offering is a swing and a miss on a changeup diving below the zone. It's 0-2. Now, this does not count Milwaukee or Houston, who were in the American League. Have switched leagues. So Milwaukee used to be in the American League, now in the National League, and Houston vice versa. 0-2 pitch in the air down the left field line and foul out of play. Still no balls and 2 strikes. So you're looking for the team where they have the most wins against in the National League and the team they have the fewest wins against in the National League. For our Collin College trivia question. Offering home. Check swing. Strike 3 called. Changeup paints the outside edge. Josh Steven with the strikeout is 4th. 2 down for Caden Trinkle. We have a submission via the internet. Most wins against Montreal / Washington. Stretch of the pitch. In the air, out to left field, right at Josh Hatcher. He's there to make the catch. And the inning is over. 6 strong innings for Steven. A quality start for him. We'll get you the answers to that trivia question in the top of the 7th on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher starts things out in the top of the seventh inning. Keber Rodriguez and Freddie Chavez to follow at 7-8, or 6-7-8 rather, for the Rough Riders. 3-3 ball game in the top of the seventh inning. Hatcher an RBI single in the fifth to get the Riders on the board, and Cam Colley a two-run double in the sixth inning to tie the game. Steven Emanuels is the new pitcher. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. First pitch is high, one ball and no strikes. All right, our Collin College trivia question. With interleague play starting on this date in 1997, stretch in the 1-0. Hatcher takes up and outside, two balls and no strikes. Which National League team do the Rangers have the best record and the worst record against, or most wins and losses, I should say, not winning percentage? 2-0. Hatcher swings and misses. Mighty rip on a pitch down and in. It's 2-1. All right, our answer, the most wins against the Colorado Rockies. 31. 2-1. Inside. Three balls and one strike. Now, because they are in the American League West, the Rangers have played a ton of games against the National League West. Here's the stretch and the offering. That's fouled back off of Khan's mask, the catcher. It's 3-2. So the top three teams they have the most wins against are Colorado, Arizona, and San Diego, all in the National League West. The team they have the fewest wins against, the New York Mets in the National League East. They are 10-15 against the Mets. They've only played them 25 times in their franchise's history. Their worst record by winning percentage against the Giants. 3-2. Down and in, ball four. Josh Hatcher works a walk. Comes to lead off the seventh inning in a tie ball game, 3-3. That was our trivia question brought to you by Collin College. So it would have been a bit of a hint there if you knew kind of the history of interleague scheduling, that they play their own division mostly. But a tough one nonetheless. 0-for-2 day for Rodriguez from the seventh spot. Emanuels delivers home. Well up and outside. Fastball missing. And 88 miles an hour. Emanuels is a very tall pitcher, 6'6". And he gets a quick chat from his catcher, Khan. The 26-year-old, a native of Seattle, Washington. He's a Washington Husky. Drafted in the fifth round in the 2020 draft. In 18 appearances this year with Midland, a 3.26 ERA. In 19 and a third innings, 29 strikeouts, but he has walked 12 batters. One and zero on Rodriguez. Hatcher leads from first. The pitch. Rodriguez shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a strike on the inside corner. 1-1. Rodriguez with 1 foot in the batter's box, looking down at his manager, Carlos Cardoza, getting his signs. 1-1. Breaking ball lands on the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 1-2. Rough Riders half a game back of these Midland Rockhounds. A win would vault them into first place. And time called. Rodriguez steps out. keeping a very close eye on the San Antonio Amarillo game as well. That game in the bottom of the fifth inning, San Antonio up 9-0. So they're in pretty good shape to keep pace with the Rough Riders. The pitch inside, it's 2-2. They are a game and a half back of Frisco, two games back of Midland in the South. Kind of a three-horse race in the South with 10 games remaining, including tonight in the first half. 2-2. Swing and a cue shot ground ball foul off the end of the bat. Still two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez has fouled out and flied out today. He flied out to right in the fifth inning, and what initially looked like it was going to be a double play, Josh Hatcher was called out at first. 2-2. Popped up again on the infield, now drifting out into shallow center. Colby Halter, the second baseman, back. He makes the catch. One out for Freiner Chavez. Hatcher was called out at first. The umpires came together, and they determined that Luke Mann was off the bag when he caught the ball. So inning continued, but Chavez struck out looking. Chavez is 0-2 today. The pitch. That sizzles across the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Chavez now flips around, bats from the left side as a switch hitter. Rough Riders 3, Rockhounds 3. We play in the top of the seventh with one out and a runner on. A one offering. Chavez shows bunt, flips it back to his left shoulder, and watches it sizzle down and in. 1-1. Rough Riders bottom third of the order, a combined 0-7 tonight. Double play depth up the middle on the infield. To pull the pitch. Hatcher takes off. It's flipped foul out of play down the left field line. 1-2. Wind continuing to blow in from right field to the pole side for Chavez, rather. Usually blows in here in Midland. When it blows out, though, the ball just soars out of the ballpark. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball into center field straight away. Bolte coming on, and he plucks it out of the air. Two down. Rough Riders 3, Rockhounds 3 on this gorgeous night. I'd like to remind you, Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. First pitch to Ian Mahler. Just high, 1-0. Mahler has grounded out and lined out today in his two trips. Doubled twice on Tuesday. Emmanuel's from the stretch. The tall right-hander kicks up with the left leg and delivers home. Mahler swings, fights it off the fist into shallow center field. Bolte sprinting on, now slows to a jog, makes the one-handed grab above his navy ball cap. Inning over. Leadoff walk, nothing after that for the Rough Riders in the seventh. It's time to stretch. Bottom of the seventh next, tied at 3 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Cases de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos, Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Steven back out for the seventh inning. He delivers home the first pitch, and Valenzuela bunts it foul back behind home. It's 0-1. First Rough Riders pitcher to throw into the seventh inning this year. Valenzuela is 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Steven flicks home the 0-1. A chopper right side of the infield. Chavez has got it, turns his body, throws into first and gets it. One down. Top of the order in Colby Halter. So Steven facing this lineup for a fourth time through. 70 pitches for the right-hander. Nobody loosening in the Frisco pen. Looking to become the first pitcher to throw seven innings this season. He fires. Outside, 1-0. Stevens' career high is 8. The pitch. Outside edge of strike, 1-1. He did that back in 2022 at Kannapolis with Down East. The 1-1. Off the outside corner, it's 2 balls and 1 strike. First time he's recorded an out in the seventh inning, though. Since April 20th, rather, 2023, the pitch is outside. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. He did that with Hickory in a 7-inning shutout performance with 10 strikeouts against Bowling Green at home. He looks in at Halter and deals in the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Burn the fastball by him at the top shelf. It's 3-2. Steven today has struck out 4 and walked 1. Strong performance for him, no matter what, as he pitches here in the seventh. He winds in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Ball in the dirt. And Mahler actually hung on. Not a ball in the dirt. Fifth strikeout for Steven. Got him with the slider. Worked back from down to the count 3-1. He gave a little clap into his glove as he got that swing and miss. Eusebio Angeles stands in now. Tied at 3, bottom of the 7th, the pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-1. Angeles with an RBI single in the 5th. Steven rocks into his wind in the 0-1. Inside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Turned out to be quite the pitcher's duel today between Gage Jump and Josh Steven. Jump went just 5. Steven trying to work through 7. The 1-1. Angeles bounces it towards 3rd. 2 hops, Rodriguez backhand sets, rifles, got him, inning over. 7 strong innings of 3-run ball for Josh Steven. We go to the top of the 8th inning, tied at 3 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why Sochiel tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good.
Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
This spring, elevate your plate and serve up deliciousness at any budget. Take a trip to your local Wild Fork. Whether you're getting a jump on summer by firing up the grill or trying something new and fresh for spring, Wild Fork has everything you need at prices you'll love. When you're tired of the same old, come discover 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items. When you're tired of the same old, come discover over 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items and more at any of our 7 DFW Wild Fork locations. With Las Colinas and Addison locations opening this spring, visit us at www.wildforkfoods.com to learn more.
Now for the top of the eighth from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Sebastian Walcott starts the top of the eighth inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco and Midland tied at three. First pitch, a swing and a miss and a slider off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Walcott 0-3 today, needing to find his way aboard to extend his on-base streak to 13 games. He has been fantastic this season. The pitch, ground ball foul, back behind home, it's 0-2. Really could end the sentence there, but especially when hitting leadoff. He's hitting .417 when hitting leadoff coming in to today's game. Through six games at the top spot in the order. Sun starting to set here in Midland. The 0-2. Walcott watches in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes. When you look at Walcott's progress that he's made this year as opposed to last season through this point, last year, just 15 extra base hits. He has 24 to this point this year. The pitch inside on him, nearly clipped his fingers, and it's 2-2. To this point, last year, he was hitting just .211 with a .686 OPS, a .252 batting average, and a .794 OPS this year. 2-2. He takes inside again. Three balls and two strikes. He dropped the bat. And home plate umpire Derek Pacheco stands out in front of the plate, kicks some dirt off of it. Now back behind home. Three balls and two strikes on Walcott. Manuels comes home. And it's up and in. Ball four. So there's a 13-game on-base streak for Sebastian. Leadoff base runner aboard for the second consecutive inning for the Rough Riders. Luis Miesi stands in. Left-handed batter. Oh, he does. We'd like to remind you, Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to GodRhythm.com. The pitch. That's down and in. 1-0 on Miesius. He singled back in the sixth inning, 1-for-3. Scored on Cam Colley's two-run double. 1-0, sends it high and foul down the left field line. One ball and one strike. Trying to score a run here in this inning to allow Josh Steven to possibly pick up a win. Even though Steven has a 5.71 ERA this season, the Riders are actually 6-3 in games in which he starts. They've given him some pretty good run support. The offering is sent high in the air to center field. Bolte flips around. Now steps in a couple steps, makes the catch. Miesis flies out to center for the first out of the eighth inning. Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn now. Ortiz 1-for-3 with a single in the sixth. The Riders have given Josh Steven more run support than any other regular starter. With the exception of Daniel Misaki. Riders are scoring about a run and a half more for Misaki. Pitch to Ortiz. Shuttles high of the zone. One ball and no strikes. Scoring an average of 6.4 runs a game for Misaki. 5.1 for Steven. 1-0. just below the zone. Two balls and no strikes. We play in the top of the eighth inning. One out, one on, tied at three. 2-0 on Ortiz. Wind blowing in from right field, his pole side. 2-0. Shots to the top of the zone, a strike. 2-1. Three runs on five hits and an error for Frisco. Midland, three runs on eight hits and no errors tonight. The pitch is set high in the air down the left field line. Elliott tracing back. He's under it to make the catch. Walcott tags. He thunders to second, and he's in there ahead of the throw. So Walcott aggressive base running, tags and moves to second on the fly ball out to left field. He's in scoring position now for Colley. Colley ripped a two-run double in the sixth inning to tie the game. All important series down the stretch for the Riders playoff hopes. Manuels brings it in. Outside. One ball and no strikes. These are the kind of games that the Riders have won this season. Close games. Usually when they've lost, it's been in blowout fashion, especially lately. Frisco's bullpen has been so good as of late. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike, and it's 1-1. They've converted seven consecutive save chances, which is the longest streak active in the Texas League. In games decided by three runs or fewer, they are 20-11. The pitch is chopped foul at the plate. 1-2. That means in games decided by more than that, they are just 13-14. They've been very good in close games this year. Walcott leads from second, the 1-2 to Colley. He swings and lines it into right center field. Trankel cutting over. He's there, and he makes the catch. So the Riders squander a leadoff base runner. We go into the bottom of the eighth inning. Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at three.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called the bullpen. It's Larson Kindreich who takes over for Josh Steven. He faces Henry Bolte to lead off the eighth inning, tied at three. First pitch. It's fouled back to the netting. It's 0-1. Josh Steven finishes with seven innings of work, his longest start since April 20th, 2023. He allowed three runs on eight hits, struck out five, and walked one. 0-1 pitch. Chopper down the third baseline and foul. 0-2. So now for the first time tonight, it's the Rough Riders bullpen in action. Marcin Kindreich gets the call. The 25-year-old out of Medford, Oregon. With the Rough Riders, a 2.35 ERA this year. He shuttles in the 0-2. Fastball, got him looking. Right on the outside corner at the knees. Kindreich strikes out the first man he sees. That brings Luke Mann to the plate. Kindreich allowed a run his last time out. Over 2 1/3 innings, his longest outing of the season. Pitch home. Low and outside. 1-0 to the left-handed hitting man from the southpaw, Kindreich. It's the first run he'd allowed in his last six outings. 1-2, or excuse me, 1-0 is a ground ball foul, and it's 1-1. So Kindreich has thrown very well and thrown deep in games his last couple outings. Guy you want in these kind of situations in a close game. 1-1. High fly ball out to deep right field, down the line, and gone. Go-ahead solo home run for Luke Mann. It's 4-3 Midland. His eighth home run of the season. Man puts the Rockhounds in front. The offering in. Strike to Carter Aldretti. It's 0-1. Kindreich has reverse splits. He's deadly against right-handed batters. Lefties are a little better against him. He deals. Inside corner, a strike, 0-2. Righty's hitting just 123 against him. Lefty's 235, which is still very good. But first home run he's allowed to a left-handed hitter this year. 0-2 on Aldretti. Kindreich comes home. There's a ground ball, fair inside the third base back, down into the corner. Aldretti around first on his way to second. Hatcher finally digs it out. It's a double for Carter Aldretti. Kindreich got ahead, but on an 0-2 pitch, he doubled down the left field line. Cole Kahn bats now. Kahn is 2-for-3 today. Switch hitter batting for the right side. Out of Leroy, Illinois. Four-three Midland, bottom of the eighth inning. Kindreich pitches. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-1. So the Riders will play from behind now in the top of the ninth inning, needing a run to tie. 5, 6, and 7 will be due up. Kindreich delivers. Swing and a miss and another high fastball. It's 0-2. The left-hander Will Johnston is loosening in the bullpen for Midland. Probably see him for a save opportunity in the top of the ninth inning. Kindreich trying to make sure it's still just a one-run deficit. These two teams have duked it out over the last 4 years. Stretch and the 0-2 up and outside. 1-2. These two teams are the winningest two teams in the Texas League over the last two seasons. Since 2020, The Rough Riders and Arkansas are tied for the two most winningest teams. Midland is third. 1-2. Inside, 2-2. So they are no stranger to playing big-time games against each other. Since 2021, the Riders are just 18-26 here in this building. They have struggled here. 2-2 on the way from Kindrak. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider below the zone. Two down. Second strikeout for Kindrak. Runner at second. One run in. And Clark Elliott stepping to the plate. And Aldretti will be lifted for a pinch runner. It's Ben Newton. So Ben Newton pinch running at second base. Aldretti is the DH, so won't affect anything defensively. Midland 4, Frisco 3. Elliott 1-for-3 today with a single. Kindrak looks to second, brings it home to the left-hander. Low and outside. In and out of Mahler's glove, but only slides about 6-7 feet away from him to his left, so no advancement. Elliott has since lined out and struck out since he singled to center in the second. Kindrak comes home with the 1-0. All the way to the backstop through Mahler's legs. And that moves Newton up to third. A wild pitch. Right through the 5-hole. Two balls and no strikes on Elliott. The pitch. Below the zone, three balls and no strikes. Kindrak can't afford to put another base runner aboard. You do have the left-hander Caden Trinkle on deck. 3-0. Fastball, outside edge of strike, 3-1. So you will have the left-hander coming in for the Rockhounds in the top of the ninth inning. Lefty-lefty and righty do up for Frisco. 3-1. Strike on the upper edge inside corner. 3-2. Midland has clubbed 10 hits tonight. Kindrak ready is the payoff. Ground ball to the right side, through into right field for a hit. Newton is down to score, and it's 5-3 Midland. That is a huge run. Extra run of insurance. Caden Trinkle bats now. Oh for 2 day for Trinkle with a walk and a run scored. Pitch home. Inside, 1-0. So out of the three hits that Kindrak has allowed, two of them have been to left-handed batters. Tough night for him. 1-0. Up the middle, Walcott spears it as short. Pinwheels throws high onto first, not in time. Infield single. Four hits in the inning now. And the catcher, Ian Mahler, goes out to chat with Kindrak. Julio Valdez, the pitching coach, walks out there as well. 5-3 Midland, 12 hits now for the Rockhounds. Riders have a lot of work to do now on the offensive side come the bottom of the ninth, or top of the ninth, rather. Coming into this one, when tied after the seventh inning, Frisco was 2-3. They've struggled in these kind of situations when tied, but when leading, after the eighth inning, they are 30-1, so they've been able to hold leads very well. They just haven't been able to win when tied very often. Bottom of the order, Sahid Valenzuela, the caboose, is 0-3 today. Kindreich pitches home to the right-handed batter. Fastball, strike, inside corner, 0-1. Two ground outs and a strikeout for the right-handed hitter. Kindreich with a bright red glove, has his sign, sets at the belt. The pitch, down in the zone. One ball and one strike. Soft wind continues to blow in from right field. Sun is in the process of setting. Some pale blue skies up above. Lights illuminating the playing surface here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Kindreich shuffles and deals in. Fouled away off the netting just above the Rockhounds dugout on the right side. 1-2. Top of the order on deck in Colby Halter. Kindreich, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So he gets out of it, but two big runs for Midland on four hits. No errors and two left on. We're into the top of the ninth inning next. Riders need two to tie on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been. Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind. The kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, Rough Riders trailing 5-3 after two runs for Midland in the bottom of the eighth inning. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called the bullpen. Will Johnston takes over. Aaron Zavala, the first man due up from Frisco. Left-hander against left-hander. Johnston spells Stephen Emanuels, who threw two innings. First pitch, low and outside, and the over-the-top delivery. It's one ball and no strikes. The 24-year-old, a native of Grapevine, Texas. He grew up in Keller. Went to Texas A&M. 1-0 pitch. Zavala swings and pops it up. Foul territory left side and out of play into the seats. 1-1. 2-4 this year with a 4.54 ERA. He has started six games but mostly worked out of the bullpen. Zavala, Hatcher, and Rodriguez due up in this inning. The pitch is a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. High fastball. Rough Riders need some base runners. Here's the wind back, and Zavala calls for time. More than anything, Frisco needs base runners. Here's the wind and the offering in. Swing and a miss. Zavala down on strikes. One away. Josh Hatcher stands in. Left-handed batter again, first pitch. Hatcher takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Riders and Rockhounds will meet tomorrow for game 4 of this series. Ben Anderson will take the ball for the Rough Riders. 0-1 pitch. In the dirt. Ball and a strike. Aaron Brooks on the other side will take the ball, former big leaguer. Not the former Houston Rockets point guard. Left-hander peels back and delivers in the 1-1. High fly ball hit in the left center field. Bolte giving ground into the alley. He's under it, and he puts it away. Two outs. Caber Rodriguez, the final hope for the Rough Riders tonight. Rodriguez 0-3 tonight. First pitch. Strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. 7 o'clock with tomorrow's first pitch. We'll be on the air at 6:45 with the pregame show. 0-1. Slow roller foul down the left side, and the Riders are down to their final strike. This will be a tough loss for Frisco. Josh Steven goes 7 innings. Can't back it. 0-2. Line drive into left center field. Bolte right there. He makes the catch, and the game is over. Riders win it, or excuse me, Riders fall by the final score of 5-3 to the Midland Rockhounds. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
But we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders fall 5-3 to the Midland Rockhounds on what was a beautiful night, but a tough night for the Rough Riders. Frisco They now are a game and a half back of Midland with 9 games left to play in the first half of the 2025 season. Final lines for both teams. The Rough Riders with 3 runs on 5 hits and an error. They left 4 on base and went 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Rockhounds tonight, 5 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They stranded 7 and went 4-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The win goes to Steven Emmanuels. He picks up his 6th win on the season. He is now 6-1 on the year. The loss goes to Larson Kindrak. He falls now to 2-2 on the season. And the save, of course, to Will Johnston. He picks up his 2nd save this season. Final game time. This one blazed by in 2 hours and 4 minutes, the quickest game of the season for the Rough Riders in front of 4,251 here in Midland. Let's get you the scoring in tonight's affair. The Rough Riders fell behind in the 4th inning, 1-0 on a Luke Mann RBI single, but then countered in the 5th when Aaron Zavala tripled for their first base runner against starting pitcher Gage Jump, who went 5 innings. Next batter, Josh Hatcher, on the next pitch. He singled back up the middle to drive in Zavala and tie the game. Then, in the bottom of the 5th inning, Kate Trinkle led it off with a walk before Colby Halter tripled him home, and then Eurabio Angeles hit an RBI single to make it 3-1. In the top of the 6th, though, the Rough Riders volleyed back again. A 2-run Cam Colley double tied the game at 3-3, but in the bottom half of the 8th inning, Sobo home run by Luke Mann and Clark Elliott RBI single, and that was all she wrote, a 5-3 loss for the Rough Riders on this Thursday night. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you the scores from around the Rangers organization, tell you what happened in the rest of the Texas League, and of course, set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow. More to come on the postgame show after this. Riders fall 5-3.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. And a hit!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season.
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Midland. One final time on this Thursday night. Rough Riders fall to the Rockhounds 5-3. Zach Bigley with you. And let's take a look around the Texas League as to how other teams fare. Most importantly, San Antonio, as the Missions are up 11-3 in the bottom of the 7th inning in Amarillo. That game is important because if San Antonio wins, they would be just half a game back of the Rough Riders in the Texas League South Division. Frisco now is 1.5 back of Midland in the South with 9 games remaining, meaning San Antonio would be just 2 games back of the Rockhounds and half a game back of the Rough Riders if that score holds in Amarillo. Other games around the league, Northwest Arkansas defeating Arkansas 8-5 in Arkansas, and then in the top of the eighth inning. Tulsa and Springfield tied at 2. They're in the bottom half of the eighth inning at Riverfront in Wichita. It's 5-1, Wichita leading Corpus Christi. As for the scores in the Texas Rangers organization, Low A Hickory, they fall to Myrtle Beach 3-2. At the high A level, Hub City in action against Wilmington. That game going into the bottom of the ninth inning. In Hub City, it's 6-3. Blue Rocks lead it. While in AAA Round Rock, it was the Round Rock Express debut of Craig Kimbrell, who was just signed earlier today. He will most likely be a Hall of Famer one day, one of the best closers in the history of baseball. And he just threw a scoreless inning on the mound. Harrison Garabito got the start today. He went three innings of scoreless baseball. While the Express on offense, getting a home run from Blaine Krim to help propel that offense, 2-for-3 today. Kellen Strom also 2-for-3 on the offensive side. As for the big league club, they absolutely hammered Minnesota earlier today, 16-3, heading back home on their travel day. And that's a big win for them to take that series, as they will take on the White Sox next at home. So the White Sox for three games, then a day off, and then they take on the Kansas City Royals. So this is a very important time for the Rangers. If they can take at least two games from the White Sox at home, if not sweep, that would certainly help, as they are now three games under 500 at 33-36. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds will meet tomorrow for Game 4 of this series. Ben Anderson will take the ball. He's 3-3 with a 4.17 ERA against Aaron Brooks, the right-hander 0-1 with a 9 ERA this season. Game at 7 o'clock will be on the air at 6:45 with your pregame show brought to you by Cacique and our Andrews Distributing pregame interview as well. And we hope you can join us for that game tomorrow. That does it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, including Tyler Danberg, my partner, who's back in Frisco. My name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Riders fall to the Rockhounds 5-3 on this Thursday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:45 for a 7 o'clock first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!